Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
At the request of council, I had a discussion with representatives from Gray Robinson Law Firm, and they did agree to the terms and conditions that are reflected in the memorandum of understanding that you have before you to assume general legal counsel for the city in an interim basis until such time as you have a new permanent city attorney selected.
Okay, now I know that may not sound like an awful lot of drama, but that's like the how we get started in this conversation. As you may know from previous episodes, the Milton City Council has had a very tumultuous relationship with its legal representation, particularly Alex Andrade and Mayor Heather Lindsay. But Alex had filed this lawsuit to get her public records that she originally denied didn't exist and then still to this day refuses to disclose, all surrounding the Scott Collins hiring, firing, city manager stuff from, 2 years ago now? Anyway, it's amazing. So the former city council voted for this lawsuit, and Alex, as the attorney, did what they said and filed the lawsuit. Then the and was winning. The lawsuit is on the verge of winning. And then the new city council that got elected comes in, and they tried to scrap the lawsuit with prejudice, which means that it wouldn't be filed again. Even though the judge has already said, there's all these public records, I've looked at them, she needs to produce them. They decided to drop the lawsuit. That means that they were on the verge of getting the records and probably getting the cost of the lawsuit paid for by the mayor, somewhere in the vicinity of $30,000, I think, something like that, last I checked. So they wanted to drop the lawsuit. Well, the law firm that Alex represents and the other person who comes sometimes to represent at city council meetings said, that's a bad idea. You shouldn't do that. It's going to put the city at legal jeopardy. A, because somebody else is going to come in and file the lawsuit and win and file it against the city, and the city's going to have to pay for that, too, and still produce the records. And then also, it puts us at other legal liability, and there's no good purpose in it. Why should we drop a lawsuit we're winning to get public records that should have been disclosed anyway? There's a long backstory here. So the mayor has been fighting this tooth and nail all the way along. Then there was actually a, order, produce the records, disclose them. And then there was there was an appeal to that. Mayor Lindsay said, I don't agree. And her lawyers said, we don't agree. And then the judge issued another, final order in Monday of this week and said, by Friday at noon, produce them. Period. That's it. Do it. In the meantime, Gray Robinson, the firm that Alex Andrade and has been representing and has been doing the legal work for them, the relationship was terminated with the city, but they're still the counsel for the lawsuit. And so when the city says drop the lawsuit, they said, you're asking us to do something illegal or unethical. We can't do that. They petitioned to get off the case. They are now finally off the case. So the city doesn't have lawyers. And she's supposed to produce her records by today, which we'll see whether that happens. This would all end if that happened, by the way, but still the question of fees. Okay, that's the backdrop. So Larry McKee, one of the new city council members, asks the man who is there representing Gray Robinson, which is the firm that's kind of interim representing them now, John Adams is there representing them as legal attorney right now, as, just general counsel right now. And he says,
I guess very specific questions here. If we go to an agreement with law firm, are you going to fulfill what the city council has already mandated to be done by our attorney? And that is dismiss the case that we are currently in for litigation with prejudice.
Will you do what we say and drop the lawsuit with prejudice, that Gray Robinson said they cannot do legally and ethically and wanted to be off the case when we told him to do it? Will you do it? What's a good attorney going to say? Oh, no, they're poopy heads. Sure, we'll do it. No problem. No, of course not.
Yeah, what we're willing to do at Gray Robinson is to first get an understanding of what has transpired. We've only seen a few emails on litigation. I can't properly advise the council of risk to the city without understanding what's transpired. And then I understand what the council's directive is on the lawsuit to get out of it. But there are certain ways you have to get out of a lawsuit to protect and minimize exposure for things like attorney's fees and things like that. And so what our willingness is to do is to get up to speed on the lawsuit, advise the council on what we believe the best approach is to accomplish the council's objective, and then if the council wants us to proceed, we're happy to proceed.
I can't say whether our law firm would do what another law firm had said was illegal and unethical to do. It's going to take me some time to get up to speed to even know whether that's right. But generally speaking, you got to do these things properly. Otherwise, for example, we could drop the lawsuit and then Mayor Lindsay could sue us for her share of the legal fees, the exact opposite of what was likely to happen when we would get her to pay for our legal fees. So he's telling them good advice.
But I don't believe that just dismissing a lawsuit with prejudice. Gray Robinson's not willing to appear in the next minute and file a motion to dismiss with prejudice because, just my limited knowledge, I think it would put the city at risk for potentially attorney's fees, just on my limited knowledge, and potentially some other issues. So for us to, in our opinion, properly represent the city, we'll need to understand, which I don't think will take a lot of time, and then we'll need to advise the city based on our recommendation and then work in that direction.
I don't know enough to say, but it seems probably like no. Okay? But how long is that going to take you to figure out?
What are we looking at roughly from your best judgment as far as hours and thereby dollars that the city is going to be laying out, or do we need to look another direction?
To get up to speed.
Well, it'll be up to you if you want to look at a different direction. That's
strictly dollars and cents right now.
Yes. Well, things a little more complicated than dollars and cents, but you asked, to answer your question, I wouldn't think it'd be more than 10 or so hours to be able to meet with counsel, review the litigation and advise.
So, and he later said 10 to 15. Now, the litigation fee is $450 an hour. The general counsel is $350 an hour. By the way, Alex's firm was charging $200 and they raised it to $250. So they're paying 40% more now for legal representation that they don't even know they have. And he says it'll take me 10 to 15 hours. So we're talking somewhere in the ballpark of $3,000 to $7,000. Just to get up to speed to find out whether he thinks they can even do what the city council is telling them to do that the other law firm said was unethical and immoral to do. In addition to foregoing our own legal fees and possibly being at jeopardy of having to pay the mayor's legal fees, and we're gonna spend $4,000 to $7,000 just to find out if they'll say yes to representing us on this case and doing the thing that we should have never told them to do in the first place, the other law firm. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Just genius. All right, no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just seeing a minor delay if you're at the intersection of Highway 29 and 9 Mile, both in the east and westbound lanes. Just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, and then in the discussion, you had Marilyn Farrow asks, that seems kind of high. I got a friend who, you know, she says she could represent us for $200. John Adams, I love it when somebody under answers, you know, kind of reminds me of the Admiral telling Hank Johnson, we don't think tipping Guam over is going to be a problem when you station the Marines there. And John Adams is like, so you're here in this is what he's got to be thinking. You're here in a public forum listening to the fees that are set by my client, you know, my law firm, a very, very good law firm that I am only a member of. And you're complaining that some person you called on the phone can do it for $200.
Sure, the rates are the rates that Gray Robinson has offered.
Those are our rates.
We are one of the preeminent law firms in the state of Florida. Those are our rates. I understand that different lawyers charge different rates. I understand paying legal fees is not something anybody likes, including the taxpayers, but those are our rates.
You know, lawyers do come in different qualities. Those are our rates. And then not to put too fine a point on it, but Shari Sebastio, former city councilman, one of the ones who was ousted in the, you know, the revolution of last year, she says, well, I thought you guys ran on a platform were trying to save the city money.
And our attorney that we had prior to you was getting paid $200 an hour?
$250.
Alex Andrade and his firm, Gray Robinson. Or not, so, more West, more in,
now
more
we're going to be, if you're going to do litigation and represent, that's $450 an hour. Is that correct? And we were paying $250 an hour. So we're fixing to fork out some more money for another attorney, for this attorney, and then we're going to go look for another attorney. Is that what y'all are saying?
That's the status that we are confronting, yes.
To drop a lawsuit that they probably aren't going to be able to drop. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the thought was that if you elected people to the Milton City Council who all kind of agreed about everything, that it would run smoothly. But wow. Yeah. Again, the deadline is noon today. This would all be over if we would just get the public records that now I've asked for, the PNJ has asked for. Apparently some guy who's makes a living based on suing municipalities over public records requests has also asked for. So he's just waiting to make the lawsuit. Payday coming. Wow. All right, 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the displaying of the Ten Commandments in our public schools was outlawed in large part because of a 1980 Supreme Court decision known as Stone versus Graham? And because of this extraction, most Americans are not familiar with the specific content of the Ten Commandments. I encourage you to read Exodus chapter 20. These commandments serve as a divine blueprint for a civilized society. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 1, God makes it very clear that these commandments came from Him and not from Moses or from any man. And the only man who ever walked the earth who kept the commandments flawlessly was Jesus of Nazareth, the God-man himself. As we endeavor to be submissive to these commandments, we must rely completely on Christ's power to overcome sin and temptation. I urge you, walk with Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Jordan B. Peterson, We Who Wrestle With God Tour.
If you say the truth and nothing else, you'll have an immense adventure as a consequence. You won't know what's going to happen to you, but the truth will reveal the world the way it's intended to be revealed. And the consequence for you will be that you'll have the adventure of your life.
Live at Pensacola Bay Center, March 19th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Morning, 7:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. What's in those texts? What is in them that all of this over such a silly thing of just producing the public records? Anyway, Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He always joins us on a Friday and gives us a heads up for what the beach conditions are going to be this weekend. Hey, Dave, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. So we have really, really bad weather we are expecting tomorrow, like midday, I think. How is that going to affect the beach conditions this weekend? Not that necessarily anybody's going to be out in it, but what are we looking at?
We'll have rough surf and might have a double red flag. So if the double red flag is flying, it's closed to all swimming and wading. We've got lifeguards working, and really happy to say that a lot of them are working on their spring break. We've got a handful that are back from Florida State this week, and they were all working on their spring break. And we have a handful. We have a large amount that go to school locally, and they're going to be working on their spring break once they they begin starting this coming week.
What are you doing, like, I don't know, pulling towers in for the wind threat? Like, how do you guys prepare for really bad weather?
Well, not wind threat, for increase in the surf and the intertidal zone. If that increases, we'll pull them back away from the incoming water.
Okay.
But it just depends on, you know, what we anticipate. And they're very well positioned right now, so we don't foresee them. But that requires effort. You know, we have to work with Public Works, and they have to get their loader down and lift them up to pull them back. So we work really well with them. In fact, we placed our other towers out yesterday, so Park East and Park West will be staffed on the weekends.
Very good. And I know you and I talk a lot about surf conditions, but I know one of the things you always like to remind people of is when there are storms, based on what the storm is doing, that's also, you know, important for people to seek shelter, right?
So, thunder roars, wind doors, you don't only
cut we lost yourself for just a second. Say it again. When thunder roars,
go indoors. You don't want to be outside when there's lightning in the area.
Absolutely. Anything else we need to know about what's going on the beach, or guards, or staffing, or conditions?
Lifeguards completed their training last Sunday, and they're eager to start working. And then in a few weeks, in April, we've got another group of 16 that will start their pre-service training, and we're looking to be staffed just over 70 lifeguards this summer.
Outstanding. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. As always, Dave, thank you for keeping us informed. Thanks for keeping us safe, training your guards, overseeing them, and especially in extreme circumstances like we're expecting tomorrow. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next Friday.
Yes, sir. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are still looking good. Even Highway 90 coming from Pace into Pensacola, there are no delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, if you work in the construction business, okay, maybe even if you're in, like, construction adjacent, like you're, you know, if you're an architect, you're an engineer, something like that, but if you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your place. Like, one of the things I always talk about, they have it in stock, right? Okay, they have whatever it is you need in stock, and they're not going to have to go order it for you. And that's true for general things, but there's also, like, special orders where something is custom for this particular project, and you might think, well, where can I go to get that fulfilled? Hey, they love that stuff. Specified products from your architect or engineer, they do that all the time for folks because they're capable at it, they're skilled at it, and they can get you what you need at a reasonable price. In fact, you know, compare them with anybody else who offers to do that service, and they'll take care of you. They are a commercial construction supply business that loves helping the local building community get done whatever it is that you need to get done. So go in and ask. You know, ask for Jimmy Cohen. Just say, hey, Andrew always talks about you and says you're great. What can you do for me? And he'll talk to you, and he'll explain it to you, and you'll be like, okay. Yeah, you speak my language. I don't need a translator. I don't need to ask five people in order to find the one person who has even an inkling of what I'm talking about. Jimmy already knows. These folks already know what you're talking about. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And good morning, Andrew. Federal judge in Maryland ordering thousands of fired government employees to be reinstated. Last night, a judge issued a temporary restraining order against a dozen agencies that had fired probationary employees. It came the same day that a judge in California also ruled some of those layoffs were unlawful. American Airlines says one of its planes caught on fire yesterday after it landed in Denver. The airline issued a statement saying that the flight from Colorado Springs to Texas experienced some type of engine-related issue and had to be diverted to Denver. The FAA says the engine then caught on fire at the airport. The good news is everybody that was on board that plane, there was about 178 people. They're all doing just fine, no injuries in that. And a fire at the home of a Bayer pharmaceutical executive is now being investigated as arson. The fire was reported at the executive's New Jersey home March 4th. Now at least eight agencies, including the FBI, are involved.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, this is if you're looking for a good job, Escambia County Corrections is hosting a career fair, and that is today. So there is a career fair for Escambia County Corrections. They are hiring, and they've got a bunch of very interesting, like, there's bonuses and things involved in this. I wanted to get the accurate information for you here. Where did I put that? It was just scrolling a little bit. Anyway, no, I have good friends who work at corrections. It's a challenging job. It's a rewarding job. But they have a job fair going on today. And this is, let's see, it is from 10 to 3 in the lobby of the Escambia County Correctional Facility on Pace and Fairfield. Okay, so the jail. But corrections officer, certified $8,000 sign-on bonus. trainee or in school, $5,000 sign-on bonus. They need detention assistant, emergency medical tech, jail program coordinator, licensed practical nurse, LPN, medical services director, a doctor or a doctor of osteopathy, mental health counselor, full-time paramedic, $10,000 sign-on bonus, or a registered nurse. You can find out more at myascambia.com or just, you know, show up today. Again, from 10 to 3 at the jail, they are hiring. So good work, good pay, good benefits, and, you know, a rewarding job if it's the right kind of job for you. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a candidate for Congress, Gabe Vallimont, for the first time, the Democrat running for Congressional District 1.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says he will vote today to advance a Republican spending bill, saying a partial government shutdown would give President Trump more power.
The Trump administration would have full authority to deem whole agencies, programs, and personnel non-essential.
I think there is a deep sense of outrage and betrayal.
New York House Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez urging Senate Democrats to oppose the bill. There's potentially dangerous weather in the forecast for much of the central and eastern U.S.
We have a high risk of strong to severe thunderstorms erupting over the Mississippi Valley and the Tennessee River Valley, then over sections of the Gulf Coast, the Southeast, and the East Coast through Sunday. Large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain that could bring flash flooding, and large destructive tornadoes also likely.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean there. Heavy blowing snow is expected in the upper Midwest from that storm. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 69 degrees. It is cloudy in Pensacola. A women's homeless camp in Escambia County may relocate to a private lot in Pensacola's city limits. The News Journal reports that Offensive is planning to move their Camp O to a new undeveloped site off of Hickory Street. Offensive's founder, Brad Bishop, says this new camp would feature amenities like bathrooms, security, and self-defense classes to empower women and help them transition off the streets. Offensive is hoping to create a low-barrier refuge for those recovering from addiction or escaping domestic violence. The camp currently is located behind a building on Fairfield Drive, but it's been targeted by county code enforcement. The women have been told they'll have to move due to the recent county ordinance banning camping. The city does have a similar ordinance, but could make an exception for nonprofits with the mayor's permission. A 22-year-old Baker man is in the hospital after a crash on Highway 4 near Rita Road last night. FHP says the man's vehicle left the road for unknown reasons and crashed into two culverts, then rolled over. The driver was ejected. He was the only person in the vehicle at the time of the crash. FHP says the man is in critical but stable condition at Sacred Heart Hospital. A Pace mother and her boyfriend are charged for child abuse that allegedly spanned a few months.
28-year-old Jordan Moore and her boyfriend, 29-year-old Jesse Smith, were arrested on March 1st for felony child neglect and aggravated child abuse, respectively. Channel 3 reports that the abuse took place from November to January. The victim, Moore's infant daughter, had suffered a variety of injuries over that span, including but not limited to a broken arm, broken legs, and extensive bruises and scrapes all over the body. She was also reported to have been missing two of her bottom teeth. I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Austin. Well, family members reacting to an Escambia County man being sentenced to 12 years in prison. Now, this is in relation to that cold case murder that happened at a Winn-Dixie parking lot. 45-year-old Donald Holmes was found guilty of manslaughter and sentenced to 12 years.
When they said 12, we were floored. I completely lost it.
Now, that's Holmes' family there reacting to the news. The Holmes had initially been charged with murder in the death of cab driver Stephen Davis in a West Side Winn-Dixie parking lot on Navy Boulevard. That was changed to manslaughter. Investigators say new forensic evidence enabled them to identify Holmes as a suspect years after that crime. Holmes was already serving a prison term on a home invasion charge from 2012. The two sentences now will run concurrently. Pensacola police say they've cleared two women of charges after they took furniture from a porch. It had apparently been advertised on Facebook as being free.
It's scary to think that someone that was not related to either party would just try to instigate something for no reason. You know, whether that's because they were upset with us for some reason or upset with those ladies and wanted them to be embarrassed.
Or just get the thrills out of
causing trouble.
We're all gullible. We all make mistakes. We all think of things differently sometimes than we probably should have.
Bob and Rhonda Yoder there, and apparently the women did return the stolen furniture after seeing news reports about the theft. Police are now working to track down the now-deleted Facebook account that promoted the scam. It's 7:35, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're looking at I-10, I-110. They are still flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays there. Highway 90 is looking good, going from Pace to Pensacola. And also 98, I see no delays on 98 all the way from Tiger Point through Mary Esther. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We will have a cloudy day today with a small chance of a stray sprinkle, high near 72 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. For your Saturday, severe weather threat possible as we do have showers and thunderstorms moving in, especially for the afternoon and evening hours. Level 4 out of 5 for severe storms. All modes of severe weather possible, including strong tornadoes, damaging winds, and hail. Stay weather alert on that Saturday, high near 74. Overnight, we could still see those storms, 60 degrees overnight. Going into Sunday, we'll start to calm down with some sunshine breaking through by the afternoon with a high near 74 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 69 degrees right now in Pensacola, 68 in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump has doubled down on his escalating tariff plan, saying, "I'm not going to bend at all," during a meeting in the Oval Office. The comments come as major stock indexes continue to tumble, with the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ falling 10% from its recent highs and entering correction territory. Costs for a slew of products are expected to rise amid President Trump's trade war with Mexico, Canada, China, and the EU. CNBC reports affected sectors includes automotives, metals, construction, spirits, luxury goods, consumer goods, retail, food producers, agriculture, and pharmaceuticals. Chinese video streaming platform iQIYI said it plans to open its first theme park this year based on characters from its own show. The forthcoming land is set to open in the city of Yangzhou. Futures are moderately higher amid the tariff chaos. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials dropped 537, the NASDAQ down 345. That's your money now.
At Pinner Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pinner Credit Union. Because at Pinner, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at pinner.org/carloan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pinner Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Was chatting with Gay Valamont, a Democrat candidate for Congress, United States District 1, Florida District 1, the seat that used to, well, seems like a million years ago, used to be occupied by Matt Gaetz. And I asked her, what kind of music you like? And she's like, I don't know, you know, grew up in the 90s, old school grunge. I'm like, oh, my stuff. We can definitely find some of that. Gay Valamont, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew. Good to be here.
Good morning. Good to have you with us. Okay, so for people who don't know you, let's start with personal background. Who is Gay Valamont, and then why does she want to be in Congress?
Sure, yeah. I am by trade an athletic trainer. I work in sports medicine. And I moved here with my family in 2014, and we embedded in the community. I became a community violence intervention person, got involved in solving crime and making our entire state more safe. And as life happens, my family suffered some personal tragedy in 2020. My husband was diagnosed with ALS, and 6 months later, my 8-year-old son was diagnosed with a terminal brain tumor. Mm. I was their full-time caregiver until each of them took their last breath. And my son has been gone 3 years. My husband will have been gone 3 years in April. And they would expect me to stand up and do this. I started this to defeat Matt Gaetz, and he's gone. And so now I have spent 19 months talking to just about everyone in this district. And if I haven't shook your hand, then I'm more than willing to do that. And I believe I know what this district needs, what the people of this district need, and I'm ready to dig in. That's all I want to do, is help the people of this district.
That, first of all, let me say I am so sorry for your two horrible losses in the same year. I mean, I can't even imagine and how that would affect you and shape you. I read some of your website. I assume that experience has shaped some of your views on healthcare and you know, what needs to be funded and what needs to be expanded or changed. So let's start there. What do you want to see change in the realm of healthcare? Because cost of premiums, availability of care, quality of care are massive problems, in my opinion, for the United States, not just for the veterans, which have their own Absolutely. Separate issues, but for the general population. So how do you want to change this field? What do you want to do?
Yes. Well, I believe that healthcare should be easy. It's the, you know, the second or third highest bill families pay every month. And when you need it, it should be there. And it shouldn't be a surprise what you're going to owe. I know from going through what I've been through, but also from working in healthcare and having to manage healthcare, particularly Medicaid, for people to get coverage. I think it's unacceptable for you to walk in to have a procedure done and not know what you're going to pay when you come out. I believe that every insurance company should pay on the same pay scale as Medicare, because it would be easy. It would be easy for the consumer to know what they're going to pay when they come out. Now, in my situation, after my family was gone, I still had $100,000 in medical bills, and we had exceptional health care through my husband's company. Now, I don't think that's acceptable and not affordable for the majority of Americans. Now, I personally have been able to knock mine down gradually, but it's a cost, and it's a problem for the entire population of the United States, whether you're on Medicaid, personal health care, the ACA, whatever it is, you're paying too much, and it's too hard to understand. And I want to make it easy, and I want to make sure that it's there when you need it.
You know, when it comes to transparency, price known in advance, comparable rates across the board, you know, I'm very much with you on the transparency and the purchase. It drives me crazy. Medical bills are—they'll if you ever have to deal with them, it'll infuriate you to no end, and the feeling like you don't have any power with that. Mm-hmm. At the same time, government regulating the market and saying that, you know, every doctor or every plan is going to cost the same. I've seen examples of that. You know, I lived in Great Britain for a while, lived in England for a while, and it was well known that you know, you weren't going to see a doctor for 6 months. You weren't going to get treated for 9 months. When everybody has the same, then the same that everybody has winds up being terrible. How do you respond to that as a concern?
Well, I don't think that, I don't see that the same way. We are already seeing especially in our district, we are seeing long wait times for specialty care, right? Mm-hmm. And that's about to get worse when the VA is going to have to start farming out, you know, accessible health care to our community. We need to attract more doctors to our area, period. But getting back to regulating health care, regulation is a bad word when it comes when Republicans talk about regulation. But I also feel like if it's affecting the consumer, if it's affecting everybody, then measures need to be taken. I don't think that it's out of the realm of possibility. You know, and if you are that person that can afford to pay for your health care out of pocket, do that. But it should be easier for the American consumer writ large to be able to pay their health care and know what they're paying. I mean, you wouldn't take your car in and just let them take it and then come out and you owe $3,600 for a new engine. You don't know if that's it's common sense. In no other industry do we ask for people to give us service and then just charge us whatever. It should be transparent. I think all medicine should be transparent.
Oh, man, I totally agree with that. So we're talking to Gay Vallemont. She's a Democrat candidate for Congressional District 1. The election comes up April 1st. Gay, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. One more question for you, Gay, on health care, just because I know this is one of your big issues, and I know a lot of people care a lot about this particularly. But my frustration is that post-Obamacare, I can't buy the kind of plan I want to buy. I want to buy a plan that is for the catastrophe only. I want to buy a plan that's going to protect me from a $100,000 medical bill. I don't need a plan that covers my well visits. I don't need a plan that covers my routine things. I want a high deductible, catastrophic only, and I can't buy that. And as a result, I wind up spending, you know, what, $1,400, $1,500 a month for insurance we never use. It is a massive frustration, the amount of money that I waste on health insurance. Do you think I should be able to buy that kind of a plan? Would you fight for that kind of an option?
Absolutely. I think that's fine if that's what you want. I mean, that's pretty much what dental insurance is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just if your teeth fall out, you have a massive the care you have. I agree with that. I think that is perfectly acceptable as long as, you know, you don't expect to go to the emergency room on your care that and not pay your bills. I mean, that's stress on our healthcare system, and that's what's going to happen. When people don't have healthcare or reliable healthcare, they put stress on our emergency rooms and our hospitals and then don't end up paying their bills. And that's why we have to have why we're telling people you have to be insured, because we can't put stress on our public hospitals that are treating real emergencies, not colds.
You know, one of the other, obviously from your website and having listened to some before, one of your other passions, you even mentioned it, is that you work on violence and you're a gun violence activist. And in my view, yes, that means that you want to regulate, restrict, control access to firearms. You know, there's a bill working in Tallahassee right now. I think it's likely to pass the House, probably not likely to pass the Senate, but it's unsure. It's Michelle Salzman's bill that would reduce the purchase age from 21 to 18 for long barrels, rifles, and shotguns. Of course, the federal law prohibits purchasing of handguns. I'm a Second Amendment guy. I think that every 18 and 19-year-old man or woman ought to be able to defend themselves, to carry if they need to, purchase a handgun. What do you want to see happen in the realm of guns, gun control, gun access? What do you want to see as the changes?
Yeah, my stance on gun violence prevention is very, very simple. And I've worked on this in Florida for 13 years. I worked on the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas bill. I was really happy when it was changed to 21 from 18 to 21. And I'll tell you why. Because we know through statistics that that is the very population of people that are irrational and irresponsible with guns. And that's just statistics, and you don't have to believe me. You can Google that real quick. I want background checks on all gun sales, which means you have to purchase your weapon through a licensed gun dealer. That's it. That's all I want. Purchase your gun through a licensed gun dealer, and don't sell your guns to your friends. because that's how loose guns end up on the streets. I also think that we should enforce the laws that are on the books. I want gun owners to store their guns properly away from their children so that their children don't get their guns and shoot each other or make an irrational decision and take a gun to school. And I'm concerned. I think that suicide in the veteran population is outrageous, and red flag laws would help prevent a lot of deaths. Now, I know that people will say that I'm a gun grabber or whatever. That's not at all what I want. My father was a gun owner. My father was a Reagan Republican. I completely understand what you're saying about freedom to own a weapon. I believe that too. But with everything, there are safety protocols put in place. And the statistics show very plainly that 18 to 21-year-olds are the population of people that go to schools and cause mass shootings. So why would we legally hand them an AR-15? I mean, it makes no sense. And now that we don't have a permit system, which gives you some sort of training and at least makes you fire your weapon, we don't have those safety protocols in place now. So we're essentially saying any 18-year-old, and I want everybody to imagine the 18-year-old that you know in your head going and legally purchasing an AR-15. It puts us at risk.
You know, one of the last things I want to ask you about is obviously this is a very military district, as you well know, and dealing with veterans issues, but also dealing with the military mission. The consistent, I mean, again, it could not be more consistent. The complaint from the military is we cannot run the military effectively on continuing resolutions without having ongoing budget commitments. We can't make deals, enter contracts. We can't do procurement, shipbuilding, all of this stuff is basically screwed up because of the way Congress runs its house. And we're seeing it right now. We're up against another one of these potential government shutdowns if we can't get another stupid continuing resolution. What would Gay Valamont do to fix that problem?
I hate the CR. You're right. Well, we need to get rid of the CR. That's a continuing resolution is just kicking the can down the road. And we've been living on CRs for, seems like, I don't know, since Boehner. And what we need to do is all come to the table. In this budget process, the Republicans didn't reach across the aisle, didn't come to the Democrats and say, hey, how can we work on this together? And what the new budget has done has essentially zeroed out Medicaid and SNAP benefits. A lot of our junior enlisted rely on SNAP benefits to feed their family. And another thing that comes along with that budget that the Republicans have passed in the House is that you get tax breaks to the people that make over $450,000 a year, get a small tax break, but you get a really big tax break if you make over $725,000 a year. Now, I don't know about you, but my friends don't make that much money. And I don't understand why people are pushing for this bill that don't make that sort of money and will reap zero benefits from it. This bill will hurt our district.
Last question for you. We're talking to Gay Valamont, candidate for Congress District 1 as a Democrat. Coming up April 1st is the vote. Please go vote. Last question. I ask this always when we have a district-wide candidate who is a Democrat, because we are a heavily Republican district. The analysis expectation is that your opponent will win handily just because he's a Republican. He's got an R, you've got a D. That's the end of the story.
Right.
What makes you think you can win in this district?
Well, I've spent the last 19 months talking to literally everybody. I don't fear talking to Republicans, independents, or Democrats. I think that our issues are all local. And, obviously I live here. So I know the problems of the district. I know the people of the district. I spend all the time talking to the people of the district. And that's how you get the good ideas of what you need to do in D.C. and bring them home, is talking to the people. Now, my opponent doesn't live here, and he is also, majorly responsible for our insurance crisis in Florida, and I'm saying, why in the world would you send an arsonist in to put out a fire? I know that I can do this job and represent the people of this district well. I pay my bills here. I pay my homeowner's insurance here. I buy my groceries here. I'm in this community. I know what everybody's going through, and I want to take that to Washington, fight for the things we need, and come home.
Gay Vallemont is a candidate for District 1 in Congress. Again, the election is April 1st. That's an actual thing. That's not a joke. Also, I'll tell you, Gay, my favorite teacher I ever had, Gay Locker, had the first name Gay. She was my English teacher in 5th and 6th grade. So whatever else having the name Gay might get you into trouble with the Trump administration these days, I think it's fine by me. Gay, nice to meet you. Good luck. Thank you for running, even though I think we disagree about some things. I am totally out of time. I'm so sorry. Gay Vallemont for Congress, if you want more information. Again, Gay, thank you, and thank you for running. I appreciate anybody who participates.
Thank you so much.
You bet. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Well, we've got one accident to let you know about. A crash is blocking the intersection at Pine Forest Road and Blue Angel Parkway. So be aware of that. That is causing some major delays on Blue Angel and Pine Forest. But other than that, we're rolling accident-free. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're considering that next vehicle, I recommend that you don't shop when you're hungry. Don't shop when it's a crisis. Don't look for a car when you've got to get a car because it's stressful. It's frustrating. You might accept the deal you didn't really want to accept because you feel like you've got to make a deal. Start looking early, but 6 months, 9 months before you need a car. Get a sense of the landscape. Go to Frontier and test drive a bunch of things. And then figure out what you like and what you don't like. And when I say a bunch of things, I don't mean two cars. I mean drive like 5 or 6. Sometimes you don't realize what you like and don't like within even a category until you've sampled several. And you're going to have to live with that decision for a long time. So, you know, be discerning when it's not urgent. And then if they have what you want, it's a good price, buy it. If they don't have what you want or you're not ready to make a decision yet or you want to wait, whatever, tell them what you're looking for and then come back in a couple of months. But get it decided ahead of time what you want. That way, when it's time to do it, you don't have to be deciding, you know, what and how, basically, at the same time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them that Andrew McKay says hi.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You can't place it. Stephen J. Cannell, or Cannell, at the end, who was the producer. I'm the typewriter with the piece of paper that would fly out and form the shape of the sea. There you go. All right. David Wayne has got a quick headline for us in the newsroom. David?
Well, a federal judge has ruled that some of the probationary employees that were fired will have to be rehired. That judge was based out of Maryland.